everything we have been blessed by Allah Ta'ala. So express complete helplessness before Allah Ta'ala. Like how a mother sometimes is even slapping the baby and chasing that little, or slapping that little child and chasing that child. Get away from me, you have annoyed me and displeased me. But that child takes those two, three slaps and again comes and clings onto the mother's garment. That you are my mummy, I cannot leave you. You can keep on beating me, but you are mine. Where am I going to go? I have no one else to turn towards. So that little child also is teaching us how to beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Of course, the best of all du'as are the du'as of the Qur'an Sharif and the du'as of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's du'as are mu'jizat. The words that he has used in those du'as, if a person knows Arabic and he can ask those du'as from the depths of his heart, then they are the best of all du'as. Because Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam hasn't left anything uncovered. He has asked for everything that a person would need in this world and asked for protection from everything that a person would need protection from. However, besides that, again, there have been clear evidence of the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een and their du'as, the Tabi'een and their du'as, the Tabi' Tabi'een and their du'as. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, look at the number of du'as that he made, which is not exactly the du'a of the Qur'an and Sunnah, but in his own words, he expressed his helplessness before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, praised and glorified Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like that, many, many other mashayikh, great, great awliya, great ulama. So therefore, du'a is something that comes out from the depths of the person's heart. It must be like the person is really, really clinging on to Allah Ta'ala. He must feel that he has been plucked up from the ground and his dua has taken him up to the arsh. There must be a i'tiraf of qusur on the one hand. The person must acknowledge his mistakes and his errors. Sometimes he's enjoying the ibadat, zikr and tilawat. Kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, kabhi i'tiraf qusur hai. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitraaf qusoor hai. Hai malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. Sometimes the person is enjoying the ta'at, the ibadah, the zikr, the tilawat, the dua. And sometimes he's making aitraaf of his qusoor that, oh Allah, I'm weak, I'm helpless. I've got so much of shortcomings, I'm a sinful servant of yours. Hey, malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. Then at that time, even the angels do not know what heights Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes this person to. He may be sitting on the farsh here on the ground, but he is on the arsh with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So do we find that kind of close bond and connection when we are making dua to Allah ta'ala? That is the criteria. That is the yardstick. After that, demanding that it must be fulfilled immediately. Now that even Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he prayed for the destruction of Fir'aun. And Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, being a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he made Ameen on that dua. But yet, it took 40 years when he saw the effects of that dua. Yet Allah ta'ala had said that we have accepted your dua. Allah Ta'ala said, we have accepted your dua, but 40 years it took for him to see the effects of the dua. So we must not be hasty that we make dua now, we want immediate results. The immediate result is that Allah Ta'ala gives sukoon in the heart and he gives us the promise of acceptance. That is the immediate result. But after that, the fruits of that could take years. Or Allah Ta'ala, as I said, could give us something else. Therefore, it has been mentioned in one hadith in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, that a person who does not make dua for any kind of sin, and he doesn't make dua for severance of family ties, that means these two things he mustn't do. So then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he accepts the dua, but the condition is that this person must not be hasty. That one of the things that have been mentioned in one of the hadiths is that he must not be hasty. So when the Sahaba-i-Kiram asked that what is the meaning of hasty, is that the person says, I made dua, nothing happened, and again I made dua, nothing happened, so then the person gives up making dua. So if he's going to do that, who is there that he will then be able to turn towards? So So I conclude on this. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and give all listeners and the Ummah at large the tawfiq to realize that we have to make Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala pleased with our actions, with our deeds, and we have no one else to turn towards besides Allah Ta'ala. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Oh my beloved Allah, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. So therefore my dear listeners, don't lose hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. The doors will be wide open. There'll be floodgates that will be open. Make the best of the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala will inshallah give us tonight if we are blessed with life. So instead of just continuing in the state of ghaflat and negligence, that if we are finishing up with our work normally at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, then we do the same tonight. That is not something appropriate. How we program ourselves if there's a mayyat in the house? How we program ourselves if there's a wedding and we have to leave early for somewhere? How we program ourselves for so many different things? So cannot we cut down a little here and there and prepare ourselves that this night is coming? I must make the best of the opportunity. Taqdeer of the person, who is going to die, who is going to live, and what risk and sustenance and all those things, according to some riwayat, the person, it will be handed over to the angels. So let us make the best. I make dua for you, and I deep heartedly request you to make dua for me. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me good health. Amen. And bless me with the tawfiq of doing khidmat of deen with ikhlas. And when the time of my departure comes from this world, Allah Ta'ala must take me in Medina Sharif or in a state wherever it may be, that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with me. And I make the same dua for you. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Jazakum Allah khairan, Maulana Sahib, and Ameen inshallah to all the wonderful dua. And inshallah, we ask our listeners at large to make dua for Maulana Sahib too. Maulana, make dua for us too. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.